Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. This week's topic is what you can do when feeling low and suppressed. So we're coming up on the holidays here, and a lot of times people have trouble feeling low, overwhelmed, maybe suppressed. But I wanted to talk about this around now because this will help, or can help you with the holidays when you feel low or depressed, because a lot of people go into those states for some reason around the holidays. So one thing that's important for you when feeling low is to know it's just a period of time and you can overcome it, and to not let yourself stay in it for very long, because then it gets more difficult to come out of it. Okay. So one thing that I do for myself is if I'm feeling low and I feel like not doing anything, I will allow myself one day, maybe two, to sit in it if I feel that I need to, if I'm really having trouble pulling out of it. I'll let myself just go into it for a minute, just relax, don't do anything, maybe just watch some movies or shows on the TV and let everything else go, but just let myself be in it for a minute by doing those things. And then I've learned to say that's enough at that point, because if it goes longer, then you'll go into a deeper sadness and depression that will be harder to pull out, okay? Then I make a decision that I'm going to do stuff. I'm going to get up. I'm going to function for the day, pick up and clean the house. Although I have to say, when I do those days where I'm not, when I relax and watch TV or whatever, I still clean up the house and I still do my workout. So there's some non-negotiables in there that I still do. So you might want to keep that in mind too. That kind of helps keep me going, as I have the non-negotiables. I always work out every day and I always make sure the house is picked up. Not perfect, but picked up, because that's something that brings me down. So find out the things that bring you down and make sure that maybe you keep doing those, but then allow yourself some downtime, right? Maybe you just need time away from people. So after the one or two days, then that day I get up in that morning and I do what I normally do. The workouts, the meditations, you know, whatever your schedule is in the mornings, I make sure and do that. If I'm still having trouble and you're still struggling, I will just quiet my mind and bring in gold light into the top of my head from God's source and bring it down into my heart. And then I expand it out into my whole energy. And that will help pick me up a little bit more so I can continue and be more motivated to do it. What that does is help maybe clear anything else out that's holding you back. Now, if you're really, really struggling and you can't, and that doesn't even help you, you might want to find somebody who can look in your energy to see what's really going on with you, because it could be some attachment. It could be just stuff in your energy that's bringing you down, and until you can get stronger, you know, you can't remove it, or you can't see what's going on. You need to find somebody that can help you do that. And if you're listening to this podcast, you most likely understand what I'm saying, and use your intuition and go find somebody. Those are situations where you might just need help to overcome them, to have people remove what's there. Because this is something I do on a constant basis. People are feeling down and low, and they'll come to me and I'll go in there, I'll help remove it, and they leave much lighter. I clear out their energy, I clear out their physical body, and they feel much lighter and it really helps improve them. So that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this, because when you're feeling low, if it's not working for you, the techniques to pull out of it, you need to get help. You need to find help from somebody who can do that stuff for you. Because I have a hard time doing it on my physical body and my energy. I have learned to do it, and I will do it, but there is times that I still get help. I even still get help for my kids because I'm so close to them that it's hard for me to always see things clearly. So find help, but you can overcome it when you're feeling down and low. And I know the holiday season, it's a time where people, you know, there's a lot of crap out there, and you know, with the shopping and the cooking the dinners, it's just so much. It wears people out, and if they don't have family to celebrate with, it also brings them low. So try the thing I said about bringing in the light. Keep doing what you're doing for yourself normally. Do the things that I say at the end of the podcast always. Do something you love every day. Sing, dance, run around the yard, whatever it is. Do something you love every day. Do one thing of self-care every day. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Do one of those every day. Look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything. And finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do those things and it's going to help you. It can't not help you. It will help improve you. But if you continue to have trouble, look for someone that can help you release what might be in your energy holding you back. I've seen it with everybody that comes to me that's been low. They notice a drop in their energy. They notice a drop in their emotions. They notice a drop in just their feelings. It's a depressed feeling. It might be something is affecting you that you can't see, and you need help to remove it. So if you need help from me, all the ways to contact me are in the description below, and reach out. I would love to meet with you. So that's what I've got for today. I want to mention that I have several ways that you can work with me. I have a membership group, which is $9.99 a month, and I have other ways like sessions you can have, etc. All the links are below in the description if you feel like you need more help on your healing journey. So let's get ready for the healing meditation. If you are driving or using heavy machinery, you need to stop listening to the podcast now, because we are going to be doing a healing meditation, and the energy is very powerful and can make you sleepy and lose concentration. Come back when you stop driving or using the heavy equipment and enjoy the healing meditation. All right, let's get ready for the healing meditation. I want you to close your eyes. Go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it. And exhale. Another deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. And one last deep breath in. Hold it. This time on the exhale, relax your whole body. All right, I want you to imagine this blue light coming in the top of your head and this red light coming up from your root chakra, both going to your heart. So the blue is coming down to your heart and the red is coming up to your heart. Those two colors are going to blend and make violet. I want you to imagine this violet light spreading out throughout your body. It's getting larger and larger. It's going up into your head. It's clearing and cleansing and purifying anything that no longer serves you. It's going down your arms, down into your solar plexus, and your sacral, and then down to your root and down both legs, all the way down to your feet. And once it fills up your physical body, that violet color flame is going to spread out into your energy, filling up your aura, cleansing, clearing, and purifying everything. All right, now I want you to imagine this gold light coming down from God, Source, whatever your belief is. It's going down into your heart. You're going to imagine that light just spreading just like we did with the violet flame, spreading out up into your head, neck, shoulders, down your arms, your chest, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, now down both legs. And again, as it fills up your body, now it's going to fill up your aura, your whole energy. So you're just surrounded and in this gold light. Now I want you to imagine this blue light coming into the top of your head. It's going down to your heart, and this blue light's coming, and then it's going to come up from your root also, chakra, and meeting in your heart. So it's coming down from your crown chakra and your root chakra, and then it's meeting in your heart. These blue lights are going to start twirling in counterclockwise direction. You're going to imagine them going into a look like a tornado, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's as big as your whole body. Once it's as big as your whole body, I want you to imagine an X at the end of this tornado. You're disconnecting from anything that is no longer serving your highest and best with this. All right, now again, I want you to imagine this gold light coming into the top of your head. It's filling up your heart again. This time, what we're going to do is we're going to send healing energy to those that have harmed you. And if you've been with me for a while, you know we do this to heal for you, right? So I want you to send this healing energy from your heart to them, but only to right at the edge of them, because you can't force healing on them. But you want to put it there so if they want it, they can take it. This is to heal for you, not for them. You don't have to be around them, hang around them, talk to them. It's up to you. But you need to heal it for you. So send that healing now from you to them and heal all the situations that happened that have hurt you. And now, when you feel that's done, I want you to do the same thing for those you may have harmed. And if you can't think of it, just do it with the intention that it goes to those you may have harmed. Same thing, send the healing from you to them, just to the edge of their energy, so they can decide if they want it or not. And this is helping for you to heal. And them also. Now I want you to send gold light. You're going to bring it down from the top of your head to your heart. Send gold light to those people in your family. Now I want you to add sending gold light to those in your city. And now send gold light to those in your state. And now send gold light to everyone in your country. And now send gold light to everyone around the world. All right, when you feel that's done, bring the gold light back into your heart. And I'm going to send healing energy now to you, so sit back and relax, and I will send it now. If you feel any twitching throughout your body, it's just the energy breaking blockages. So just relax through it. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it. And this time on the exhale, release everything that came up for you that needs to be released. Open your eyes. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. All right, that's what I have for today. Go have a great day. Go do something you love, something that brings you joy and lifts you up. Do at least one thing every day that you love to do. And then do at least one thing of self-care every day. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate, whatever it is. Do at least one self-care every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good everywhere in everything. And when you see something good in somebody, say it to them. And write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to start to see a difference in your life. So that's all I have for today. I love you all. Have a great day, and I will see you soon. Bye.